Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags!
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between throwing it down. The Friday Night Freak Show has begun. We've got a lot of stuff to break down this evening, including live action as we speak. The Golden State Warriors trying to avoid going back to Memphis, Tennessee. They're up 72-68 right now with 2:45 remaining in the third quarter of play. Game sevens across the board. We've already got four game sevens in the National Hockey League booked right now. The question is, will we have five? The Dallas Stars are trying to force a seventh game over the Calgary Flames. They're up over the Flames right now. 3-2 for the Dallas Stars. And we're in a tough spot here right now because we've got under 5.5, which we're obviously in trouble. I've got an alternate line under 6.5, but I'm also on Calgary, and I got Calgary in the series. To win the series by two games or more. So they need to win this game. If Calgary wins this game, I win my series bet, and I would lose the total. I'd take it, actually. And for whatever reason, because I'm a crazy psychopath, I bet on Calgary even tonight. I was like, you know what? I think they'll finish them off. I thought it would be lower scoring. We had a little burst of goals. It was a quick two goals for Dallas, and then Calgary scored a quick two. And then Dallas scored one. Now we're sort of battling again. Oh, and the Calgary Flames are cycling the puck right now. Close scoring opportunity and scoring chance right there. 7 minutes remaining. Game sevens across the board. We got a full house here tonight. Mo DeKeel will join us. We'll focus in on Phoenix. Phoenix and Dallas with Mo DeKeel. Mo DeKeel from jumpball.net and the Bleacher Report and the Athletic and everything else in between. Mo DeKeel steps up, and then Jamie Eisenberg joins us. We talk NFL football with Jamie Eisenberg, CBSSports.com, Rob Vino Sports, Wager Talk, Tony Finn, straight from the desert, Area 51. We'll step up and in this evening. As I stated, we do have a full house. We'll break down all these game sevens. We'll keep you up to date with what's going on live right now. It's the Memphis Grizzlies and Golden State. Hell of a game, man. This Memphis team, man, even without Ja Morant, it's unbelievable, this team. Right? Well, we all know they're 20 and 6 without him, or 21-6 without him, whatever the hell it is at this point. And Memphis have just taken the lead. Memphis have just taken the lead right now, 75-74. Jason Tatum, unbelievable performance. My apologies to anybody that that bought into me hyping up the Milwaukee Bucks and basically saying the Bucks were, I didn't use the word lock because I never use the word lock, but I like the Bucks a lot, and I got punched. I took it on the chin. I misread it. Listen, man, what are you going to do? Like, it is what it is, man. Jason Tatum, yeah, the guy, he wouldn't miss, right? It was just one of those deals. It was, you know, Milwaukee. I thought Milwaukee were going to win, too, even in game. It was like Boston can't continue to hit as many three-point shots as they are. And then they did it, right? They did it. Like, reality caught up to them. Milwaukee took a small lead and was sort of going back and forth. And I had the feeling, it was like, Milwaukee's going to go on a run soon, and this game's going to be over. Jason Tatum said, no, you're wrong. The Late Night Anger Management Class. Let's do this thing. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. The Friday Night Free Show has begun. Welcome to the party. We're kicking it. Sirius XM 159 on the Sports Grid Radio Networks. The Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. The Boston Celtics force a game seven behind Jason Tatum's 46-point performance. Tatum is just the second player in Celtics history with multiple 45-point games in the playoffs, joining Sam Jones. A lot has been said about the Boston Celtics over the years, and a lot has been said about Jason Tatum over the years, that Jason Tatum is a great scorer, but he doesn't have the killer instinct. And he showed a killer instinct tonight because he beat the best player in the NBA. And the Milwaukee Bucks lost tonight, but it wasn't on Giannis. Giannis went off and did everything that he possibly could. Giannis went off for 44. Tatum goes off for 46. We've got a Game 7. The Boston Celtics are five-point favorites in Game 7 on Sunday. We've got another Game 7. Phoenix and Dallas. We break it down. Mo Dekeel steps up and in from Los Angeles to kick it with us. We'll talk NBA playoffs. We'll talk NFL football with Jamie Eisenberg, CBSSports.com. The NFL schedule, of course, has been released. Eisenberg's already drafting players in fantasy football leagues, and we're ready to start clicking and pulling the trigger on NFL futures. That is, if we're going to have any money left after tonight's chaos in the National Hockey League. Florida Panthers, Stanley C. Panther, beat the Washington Capitals this evening. Meanwhile, the Dallas Stars right now are trying to force a Game 7, just as the New York Rangers did over the Pittsburgh Penguins. A wild game tonight in Pittsburgh. Now they go back to MSG. Game 7 is the theme of the weekend. We've got Game 7s in the NBA. We've got Game 7s in the National Hockey League. We're going to break down the NFL with Jamie Eisenberg, and we'll get into some season win totals on our own a little bit later on as Jarvis Landry signs with the New Orleans Saints. They already signed a Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu. Now they bring in Jarvis Landry. This is Team LSU. All they're missing now is Odell Beckham Jr. And the New Orleans Saints are clearly sending a message that they're ready to compete. They're ready to ball, and I'm buying in. An arsenal of wide receivers, Michael Thomas, Chris Olave, Jarvis Landry, being thrown the ball from Jameis Winston. We break it down and more. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Let's roll the Friday Night Free Show. Has begun. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. We're throwing it down. Sirius XM channel 159, the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. We got a full house here tonight. We're talking a little bit of something of everything. We've got our eye on the National Hockey League. We've got live action right now, Dallas Stars and the Calgary Flames. We've got NBA basketball going on right now, the Golden State Warriors and the Memphis Grizzlies, and both similar situations. Both potential elimination games or potential game sevens. Game sevens. Now, the Game 7, Memphis and Golden State would be on Monday because, of course, the NBA players need like 3 or 4 days off in between every game because it's just so physical out there. Meanwhile, NHL players, you guys can play every 43 hours because, you know what, you're not getting hit or anything like that. Now, I tell you what, man, I got to be honest with you. I love the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. They lost. I was very apprehensive about the Memphis Grizzlies. I bet on the Grizzlies, and it was one of those, I'm going to bet on them, but I'm not going to be surprised if they get smoked. And it's 81-79 right now. We're early in the fourth quarter. Memphis are not going away. And in fact, they just tied the basketball game. Right? Like, Memphis are not going away. Very impressive. Golden State are a team full of veterans, and Memphis, you know, Memphis have a, you know what, Steven Adams has been around a while. He's played in some big games before. But for the most part, you know what I mean, they don't really have any big game experience, this team, yet they're not backing down. They're trading baskets. Wiggins just hit a basket. I tell you, every time I look up tonight, Wiggins is doing something good. Without Wiggins, they'd be in trouble right now. Wiggins has stepped up with a couple of key shots. couple of key shots at key moments, like he just did a moment ago. So the Dallas Stars are up 3-2 right now. Man, this is crazy. So we got 10 minutes left in here, so let's focus in on the hockey game for a moment or two here, just due to the fact that, you know what, there's 2.5 minutes left, and due to the fact that we have a lot of money on this game and the series. I laid 1.5 with the Calgary Flames, and they lose this game, I lose that bet. They lose that game, I lose that bet. I'm all over the place here, and I don't like it. It's sort of like when you bet a football side and total, and you can't win them both. That's where I'm at here right now. Like, for me, the best-case scenario is Calgary ties the damn game and wins the damn game in overtime. I'll take it, right? Yeah, I'll lose the over bet and all this. Yeah, whatever. You know, that I would prefer that. I think Calgary will win a Game 7 back in Alberta, but I didn't bet them to win in 7. I bet them to win in -1.5. I can't have a 7th game. There's 3.5 minutes left. There's still an opportunity. And then conversely, I've got another play with the Memphis Grizzlies plus like 16, literally. You know, that was like the alt line. That was as high as you could go. And under 6.5 in this game. Like, the total was 5.5 in a Stars-Flames game, and I did an alternate up to 6.5. And I'm kind of screwed now, because if Calgary scores, then you know what? It gets to 7. But I also have an under 5.5. So for me personally, ideally right now, and trust me, it doesn't matter what we want. We don't have any influence on this, what's going to happen. Whenever you hear, I don't know what to cheer for. I have this and that. Well, whatever, dude. What? You have no power on it. you know, kick back and watch about what's going to happen, because that's about the extent of the power that you have on this thing. But I also have an under 5.5 in this game. So ideally, listen, either Calgary comes back and wins, and you know what I mean, they win 4-3, and I'll be happy, or it ends 3-2 right now, and I'll take it. You know what, that's like, those are the best case scenarios for me. So in other words, I don't even want to bring up the worst case scenario, which is pretty much inevitable. Now, the 6.5 is still in play. They're at 5, but I imagine this is going to end up 4-2. Right? This is what happened earlier in Dallas when they played the last game in Dallas. It was 3-2 Flames, and then they scored the late empty netter to break all of our hearts and cost us big money. It's the one thing with the playoffs, and you know, we get caught up in it, right? Because the games are big, they feel big. Oh, there's no, it's an elimination. Oh, they're gonna eliminate them now, and like you get into it. But the thing is, like, you bet a lot of money. Like, my units are starting to get crazier in this stuff. Last night, you know, we had 900 sweating out the last minute of the Kings game. And hockey is a very volatile sport. I love hockey. I played hockey. But all that being stated, I usually try to abstain from betting large amounts of money on hockey games. And when I say large, like, I don't want to have like $2,300. I don't mind having like thousands of dollars on a football game. Basketball, I do it sometimes, although it's probably not the smartest thing to do. Baseball, same thing. Baseball is like volatile, right? Like, football is pretty predictable. Right? Like, the size kind of matters. Like, you know what I mean? But, you know, like, football, there's, you know, it's sort of less random, I find. And it's funny. It's a debate, because a lot of people think, oh, the NFL is the hardest league to bet on. I don't, for me, it isn't. But it doesn't mean, like, everyone has their own, right? Everyone has their own league and stuff. But where I'm going with this is, then you get involved in the playoffs, and the problem is, and I, you know what, I've been around, and I'm old enough to know, and it's on me, that just because you have a really big night one night, it doesn't mean you should get really stupid and crazy the next night, right? It's the playoffs. Like, we'll see, man. One team, you know what I mean? You know, Phoenix Suns were terrible last night. They're probably going to be great on Sunday, right? Like, it really, it's very random in the playoffs. So then you sort of think, wow, there's no way this is going to happen, or I like this because of that, yet there's a randomness to it that you can't account for. In the postseason. So we're down to a minute left here right now. And ideally, yes, this is what I need at this point. The puck is in Calgary's zone. They can't get their goalie out of the net, which is good. Oh, boy. Here he goes now. There's 50 seconds left, and there's an empty net. So, please, like, either Calgary score or don't have Dallas going to score right now. Oh, my God. I don't know how he missed that. And how did you not get that? He missed it. This is just pure torture. You see, I'm telling you, man, you pull the goalie and the other team just scores right away. Twix! What the hell's wrong with you? How the hell does the guy on the Dallas Stars... Yeah, that's right, Johnny. You should be upset. Good job, Johnny Hockey. For the love of God. Dude, my God, I just got... So, the Dallas Stars fired a puck. The Dallas Stars fired a puck from, like, center, right on the under center ice, and it's a wide-open net, and he's at center ice, and but there's no one really even in front of the guy on Dallas. He just, you know, he slaps it at the net. It misses by, like, 6 inches. And I'm like, oh, my God, and I thought I dodged the bullet. I'm like, oh, my God, I thought I dodged the bullet. The Flames didn't hustle. Johnny Gaudreau basically was going for an afternoon skate. You guys going for an afternoon skate?
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The puck bounced off the boards and Dallas just put it back in the net. And I don't know if I've ever seen that before. And I've been watching hockey for 40 freaking 5 years. Now Calgary are fighting them. Calgary just started a brawl. Yeah, whatever. How about you win the damn game, you bunch of jackasses? Empty net again. You screwed me again, Penny Packer.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency, throwing it down to pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Sirius XM channel 159, a mightier 1090 ESPN radio. Let's do this thing. Game 7. Best two words in sports. Phoenix Suns, Dallas Mavericks. Game 7. Mo DeKeel steps up and in to break it down with us. And of course, he's the founder of the jumpball.net. Writes for the Bleacher Report podcast for the Athletic. Former video coordinator for the Clippers, Spurs, and the Australian men's basketball team. That's it. I'm done buttering them up. Mo DeKeel steps up and in. What's up, Mo?
Oh, not a whole lot, Gabe. I'm ready to roll, man. We've had some fun playoffs, haven't we?
Listen, there was talk coming into the playoffs about how Memphis and Minnesota, you know, is sort of a budding rivalry for years to come between two up-and-coming teams. But I think we're seeing a rivalry right now in real life between the Dallas Mavericks and the Phoenix Suns. We see Devin Booker and Luka Doncic have exchanged words, and there's no love lost between these two. We're going to 7 right now. And something that really isn't talked about very much until now is the fact that, because it was always Luka and Trae Young. Oh, yeah, by the way, DeAndre Ayton went ahead of Luka Doncic, right? So there's a lot of stuff going on here, a ton of storylines. Talk to me, Mo, about the Mavericks and the Suns.
I mean, you touched on it first. We have a rivalry developing, and this is how you get to rivalries. You get to game sevens, you know, and you get to the situation of, hey, I just don't like you very much. And I think that's what we're seeing a lot with, from both Booker and Doncic. And I think, you know, that's just one of the main storylines to touch on. You know, there's so many I can eat up the entire hit just off of that. You know, it's that, CP, Chris Paul's struggling. You know, in the last, over the last four games, a total of 18 turnovers. I don't know the last time he's had a stretch of four games with 18 turnovers. You're looking at that. So if you're watching DeAndre Ayton and you're going, hey, some nights he's all over the place. He's playing with force and he's putting guys in the basket and things like that. Other nights he's playing with a lot more finesse and not really showing it. Which DeAndre Ayton are you getting for game seven? For the Mavs, it's a question of, hey, are we getting enough shooting and everything that, you know, can we knock down shots? We've been able to do it in Dallas. We haven't been able to do it in Phoenix. Is somebody going to be sure to pack our 3-point shot as we fly this time? I think it's going to be really interesting.
It was a very unlike Phoenix performance, wasn't it? I spoke to people after the game last night, and they said, listen, I'm not shocked that Phoenix lost, but I'm shocked at the way that it happened. They attempted just 18 three-point shots, second fewest in the Monty Williams era. 22 turnovers, Mo, as well. And are they feeling the pressure a little bit? And, you know, that's why I wanted to sort of go from here going into a game seven. Let's just be real, bro. The Phoenix Suns were the NBA favorites all year. People have this team penciled in to go to the NBA Finals and then eventually win the NBA Finals. That's a heavy weight on their shoulders. And I know I saw you tweeting, of course, Mo DeKeel, follow him on Twitter, and you were talking about just the internal pressure that Chris Paul puts on himself as well. We haven't even gotten to Chris Paul and his storyline yet. But Mo, you can't tell me there's not more pressure on the Phoenix Suns on Sunday than the Mavericks.
There's all the pressures on the Phoenix Suns. If the Mavs just put up a fight and lose, everybody's going to be like, hey, man, they made it to the second round. That's great. They did better than they've done the last 2 years in the playoffs. You know, for the everything you touched on, and I was one of those guys going into the playoffs, Phoenix should be able to run through this lineup and should be able to get to the finals pretty easily, and I had them winning it. You know, when you're watching the way they're playing now, it's so weird, Gabe. Like, just on offense, all years, the words precise, methodological, mechanical, like everything the way they were doing on offense, we were always just going like, this team's unbelievable. I'm watching them in the game yesterday, and just sloppy stuff, the turnovers, the shots they're taking are looking more like prayers and things like that. And, you know, the tweet I made about Chris, you know, he's a smart dude. He understands what's on the line for him legacy-wise, you know, and that's the thing where he's sitting there going, like, I have to win this game. Not only do we have to win, I have to win this game. I have to get us over the top here. I got to get going. And that's going to put added pressure on him on top of all that. So I'm with you. Phoenix has all of the pressure. Dallas gets to kind of come in there relatively loose.
Mo, let's assume Phoenix win this game. Does it change your perception moving forward of them right now, seeing the challenges that they're facing and the pressure that they feel already this early in the playoffs?
I think it does and it doesn't. I think part of the problems for Phoenix has been this has been a really tough matchup. And, you know, this is getting to, you know, the other teams that they might play. And I think that's just where we're at. And I think the areas where Phoenix has got to look forward is, you know, if they move on and get to the finals, I just don't think now they can be either Milwaukee, Boston, and Miami might give them a hell of a series. Like, I think that's – I'm looking at them and I go, my confidence is shaken in the Phoenix Suns winning a championship this year.
Mo DeKeel kicking it with us. You look at the Miami Heat right now. Is this a team, you know, with unfinished business from a couple of years? Let me ask you, if the Heat weren't as injured as they were, would it have been different against the Lakers? Because it's easy to forget. We all forget who won the championship after a couple of years, right? So then, of course, we're going to forget who actually lost in the NBA Finals. But we're talking about a team that's 2 years removed from the NBA Finals. That's a bad taste. You know, everyone talks about Phoenix and the unfinished business. We could argue the same about the Miami Heat.
Yeah, I honestly, I don't think, you know, if Bam and Dragic were healthy, I still think the Lakers would have won the championship, would have been a lot closer, and maybe would have gone to even seven games. But I think that Laker team was shooting it so well. Obviously, we've seen how well they're shooting it because they can't replicate it since then. I think that team was
well, maybe they shouldn't have traded the players away, too. Like Caldwell Pope, he was the guy to hit a bunch of those threes.
That's a key point. You know, that Danny Green Green, all of those guys. So, you know, but they do have unfinished business. And it's not you can't look at this team and the organization. It's not an accident. They've been to two of the last three conference finals now. You know, like, this is – they're built for this. This is the way they work for it, you know. And with Jimmy Butler, they decided to go for it, brought in Lowry. Obviously, he's injured and things like that. But they also develop guys. Max Strus has come out of nowhere and killing it for them. I think they're a very fun team to watch. And they're a team I think they're going to be in this mix for the next couple of years.
Mo, let's talk about the Los Angeles Laker coaching situation. And it seems to me, like, listen, Kenny Atkinson is the latest name that's being talked about the most. And it seems to me that that's too smart or too, like, it makes too much sense. They won't do it. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm like, no, he's too good of a coach. They actually won't do this, like, somehow. But let me ask you your opinion on Kenny, because I'll tell you what, I was doing the show, you know, it was pre-pandemic, and, you know, no one went to Net Games. So I figured I needed to support them, Mo. You know what I'm saying? It's not like the Clippers and the Lakers, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, I used to go to Brooklyn, right? It was cheaper. It was just sort of, hey, let's go to the Nets instead. But this was pre-KD and all this. And, you know, they were getting about 12,000 people a game. But you remember, Mo, they made the playoffs that year, right? And, man, you know, think back in the players that they had. You know, D-Russ, D'Angelo Russell. You had Joe Harris, Spencer Dinwiddie, Jared Allen. Yeah, dude, when they brought in all the stars, I said, oh, God, why? This is going to implode, and it has, and it went exactly the way I thought it would. They had something developing, but the fact is the owner didn't like it, Mo, because even though they made the playoffs, they were still only getting 12, 14,000, right? Like, he wanted a name type thing. Hey, we're New York, we're in Brooklyn and all that. But I thought Atkinson did an awesome job with that team. What's your opinion on Atkinson, and is he a fit with the Lakers? And my other gut feel sort of was, hey, listen, Atkinson's not a yes man, right? He's not a yes man. So is he a good fit for the Lakers, or do you think it actually happens?
Yeah, I think, you know, one thing is when you're saying it's too smart of a move, I almost feel like, and this is going to be unfair to Atkinson, it's he's not a big enough name for the Lakers. The way they're...
Yeah, he's just a good basketball coach, right? Exactly.
Exactly. You know, and let me just be honest, he's a great coach, and I'm with you. Everything.
But he did coach in a major market, too, right? So that comes into play a little bit. He's dealt with the New York media.
The strike against Atkinson is... he wasn't able to get the buy-in from Kyrie and KD. Now, granted, that is two extreme guys that you're trying to get buy-in from, you know, and things like that. And you're 100% right, and he's not a yes man, because basically he got fired because he didn't want to play DeAndre Jordan. Pretty much a smart decision for any coach.
imagine, you know, getting fired for that. Like, can you imagine? Yeah. But anyways, yeah.
You know, he wanted to play Jared Allen more than DJ, and that was a thing that bothered those guys. So he's a great coach, and he's great for young teams. We have to see what he can do with an established veteran roster, which is what this Laker team is going to be. And that's why I think what I think the Lakers strategy here is, they're interviewing everybody right now. Everybody they're interviewing is potentially to be an assistant for the next coach that they bring in. You know, they're going to tell whoever they hire, whether it's if Doc Rivers gets let go in Philadelphia, or if they if Quinn Snyder parts ways with Utah. You know, they're going to try to go after a big fish, and I think they're just kind of trying to buy time until those storylines play out. And once that kind of becomes clear, at least they have interviews in the pocket. Either go after a big fish and then say, hey, we want you to bring Kenny Atkinson on as your associate head coach. We want him to be, you know, the next under you. And I think that's kind of what we're looking at. But he's a great coach. He deserves another shot. I think he'll get another shot here pretty soon.
That's a great, all great points, Mo, as always. Like, and you're right, he's a coach that can help you win games and develop players. Like, he would have been a great fit in Sacramento, right? Like, to me, and you're exactly right. Like, that's when I saw the Atkinson, I'm like, nah, like, I don't, he's not just going to roll over for LeBron and stuff. Like, it won't work. And, yeah, that's just, that was.
Hey, guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
My initial reaction, that's why I said, nah, he's too good of a coach. And you raise a great point as far as the name. Mo DeKeel. Mo, it's always a pleasure, my man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
No, thank you for having me.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like us? Boop. We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Game, set, match. Golden State Warriors advance to the Western Conference Finals. The Golden State Warriors 110, Memphis Grizzlies 96. So not only do they win a basketball game, they end up covering the number. We end up winning our plus 16 and a half, and it's a good thing that we went the distance there, isn't it, to get it to the 16 and a half. Right? Like these, hey, we play these alt lines for a reason. Right? We're playing the alt lines for a reason. And so they lose by 14. We hit the Calgary under 6.5, and whatever. It is what it is. Last night was great. Tonight is pure misery. Pure misery. And the Los Angeles Dodgers are not helping the cause right now. The Dodgers are losing 8-6 in a wild baseball game at Chavez Ravine. The Phillies took a 2-0 lead in the second. The Dodgers put a 5-spot up in the third. So you figure, all right, they're up 5-2 right now. They lost last night. They lost 3 of their last 4 games. And then Philadelphia responds with a 3-spot in the fourth. Dodgers then tied it up. And, they've been going back and forth and whatever. It's 8-6 right now. It's 8-6 for the Philadelphia Phillies. But there's still some baseball left. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning right now. And the Dodgers do have runners on. So we'll keep our eye on that. So the Golden State Warriors. Warriors! Warriors! Awesome movie. Awesome movie. That's one of the movies, too, I've always been amazed. I've always been amazed that they never did a remake of it. And I think it's a good thing because you're not going to be able to do it. You know what I mean? You're not going to be able to pull it off with that sort of, you know, the same vibe that it had when they did this movie. But, of course, the classic, Warriors, come out to play. It's not bad. That's not, yeah, I'm just pulling this out of the vault here like this. It's got the Coke bottles. Warriors, come out to play. The Golden State Warriors don't embrace this enough. I guess they don't want to be associated with the Warriors, the movie. I know it was a big video game, right? It was a popular video game and stuff. I heard they were going to do it, and somebody shut it down, and it never sort of happened. You wouldn't be able to pull it off in the same way. Like, it's just one of those things. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. So the Golden State Warriors, coming into the year, there was a lot of hype about the Warriors, and I didn't buy in. I thought they were an aging team. And I thought that, you know what, they'd seen their better days. They're an injury-prone team. But something that I did not know, and nobody really knew, I think, is the fact that just how good Jordan Poole is. Right? Like, Jordan Poole is you know, this guy's, like, basically a star. Like, if he wasn't on this team, he'd be a star. Right? And, you know, it's catch 22. He'd be a star somewhere else, but at the same point in time, he's as good as he is because he's played with these guys and he's learnt. He's learnt from these guys. And, you know, Jordan, the thing with Jordan Poole tonight, whatever, 12 points. But so the Golden State Warriors, you know, people talk about Curry, people will talk about Thompson, and people talk about Draymond. Yet you look at what they did tonight, and, like, really, they couldn't, you know what I mean? Like, every guy on this team basically earned his paycheck. you know, an incredible stuff across the board. So Klay Thompson was 11 of 22 from the field. He shot 50% from the field. He was 8 of 14 from three, hit a big three. Klay hit the dagger three when they were up by nine or so late, and they got it up to 12 or 13. So Klay, you know what I mean? Klay gave him 30 points. Right, Steph Curry, by his standards, wasn't great that he was 10 of 27, 6 of 17 from 3, 10 of 27 from the field, 29 points. I talked about it during the game as far as Andrew Wiggins was concerned, and I said, man, every time I look up, Andrew Wiggins is doing something good. And, you know, say what you will. We've said a lot about Andrew Wiggins over the years. That he doesn't have heart. He doesn't want to compete and all this stuff. He's got talent, but he has fun in the NBA, and he makes money, and he's good with it. Yet, the dude played 41 minutes tonight. He played 41 minutes in an elimination game. I got to tip my cap to you. And he gave him 18 points and 10 rebounds. Like I said, it's hard. How are you going to beat a team like this in which everybody is good? And we've got to also tip our cap. An incredible performance for Kevon Looney. 22 rebounds. 22 rebounds for Looney. Tonight, Looney was like one of only five players to play in every game this year. So, you know, this guy shows up every night, gives you 22 boards, and there was a sequence. Now, listen, it was inevitable it was starting to be inevitable that Golden State were going to win the game, but there was a sequence there when it was only like 6-point lead or so, and Golden State, I think they missed off the top of my head like three threes in a row. Like, it was like they shot, they missed, Looney got the rebound. They shot, they missed, Looney got the rebound. They shot, they missed, Looney got the rebound, and they hit it. You know, like, it's stuff like that, right? When you've got your star players going to be hitting shots and stuff from three, you need guys up front. Somebody's got to be doing something for you, right? Somebody's got to be doing something for you. So, just a collective team performance. And as we spoke about with Mo, and Teddy Covers brought it up last night with us, like, you look at Phoenix right now, and I'm not one of these people. Like, I'm not one of these people that'll say, well, look how a team played against this team in a series, and then it's going to mean something in the next series. Like, a good example are the Calgary Flames. The Calgary Flames are having a freaking hard time scoring goals against the Dallas Stars. They can't figure the goalie out. Ottinger is killing them, the Dallas Stars goalie. You know why, though? Like, they're mirror images of each other, these teams. So my point is, you know, Calgary can't score right now, but if Calgary wins game 7, it doesn't mean in the next series they can't just start scoring 5 goals a game. Right? Sports is, it's all about matchups. I guess that's what I'm getting at. It's all about matchups. But with that being stated, you look at Phoenix, and I do believe that the pressure is starting to get to them a bit. And I don't think it's so much pressure that they're nervous, but the weight of the expectations of the pressure. Right? Like, the Phoenix Suns are expected to win. They were supposed to win. They were in the finals last year. They were up 2-0. Right? They're on this, like, unfinished business mission right now. And they got through the season, but the playoffs are emotionally draining. It's emotionally draining to bet on this stuff. So imagine playing in it, and the Dallas Mavericks, they're, you know what I mean? They don't have the same level of pressure. They will in the future, right? Eventually people are going to start talking about Luka, and Luka needs to win something, at least win a playoff series. Dodgers score 8-7. 8-7 right now. So you know, basically I was saying you can't take what happens in one series and then say that that's, you know, something that's going to repeat itself in the next series. But at the same point in time, looking at Phoenix right now and looking at the pressure that they're under, and I would assume that Phoenix is probably going to get it done against Dallas on Sunday. But I don't care about who is this and who, you know, all this expectation that I think Golden State right now are playing better basketball than Phoenix are. Like, I think, you know what I mean? Like, Phoenix are going to dodge a bullet here probably against Dallas, but the Golden State Warriors are not the Dallas Mavericks. Right? Like, Klay Thompson's not Jalen Brunson. You know, Finney Smith is not, you know, not Steph Curry, etc. Like, you go like that, you know, we're just talking about the Golden State Warriors' depth. And, you know, these guys make a lot of money. So it's not like, you know, like Andrew Wiggins makes a lot of money. But Andrew Wiggins, if Andrew Wiggins gives you 18 points and 10 rebounds a game, then the Warriors are, you know what I mean? That's a solid contribution. You know what Draymond is going to give you. You know what Curry is going to give you. You know what Thompson's going to give you. And then, you know, we talked about Looney's 22 rebounds. The Warriors are a dangerous team right now. And to me right now, if you ask me, who do I think is going to the NBA Finals, I'll say the Golden State Warriors. Like, even if Phoenix. I liked Phoenix last year, and I was on the Phoenix bandwagon. But I jumped off against the Bucks. But I do believe that if Phoenix plays Golden State, that Golden State will beat them. Like, I don't think it's an instance where it's just sort of like, oh, Phoenix, or once they get through Dallas, everything will be fine. It's going to get harder for them. And you're seeing cracks a little bit with the Phoenix Suns. Not holes, but just sort of little cracks, shadows. You know, they're wrestling with shadows, so to speak. You know, like DeAndre Ayton, he's a restricted free agent. You know what I mean? Like, he's been a little bit inconsistent. He's great, and then he's you know, you don't get much. Chris Paul seems to be getting tired as the season goes on and the playoffs go on. He's, you know, his numbers are regressing. The turnovers are high. Devin Booker's a stud, but at the same point in time, Devin Booker might be one of these guys that, like, he's really seemed to have gotten under Luka, under his skin, and Luka's really dialed it up a notch. And it's crazy to say, because all these guys are so good, so you're like, wow, they're already trying. Like, it's not like, well, we're going to try harder now. But, like, the smack talk, you saw when Booker just, like, snapped the ball out of his hand, and Luka basically called him, like, yeah, we can't repeat it here due to our AM radio affiliates, like, to his face, too. Like, to his face, he said, you're a dumbass, and he, you know what I mean? So, like, there's no love lost. Like, Luka, like, would like to punch Devin Booker right now at this point if he could. I'm looking forward to it. The theme of the weekend, Game 7. Theme of the weekend, Game 7. So, no Game 7 here with Golden State and Memphis, but the Golden State Warriors are on to the conference finals. The Miami Heat are already awaiting right now. And the Boston Celtics got 46 points from Jason Tatum tonight. Incredibly similar scores tonight, huh? 108-95 in the Boston game, and then 110-96 in Golden State and Memphis. And this is the problem, and I said it to you guys earlier, I put a small play on Memphis, you know, plus the points, all right, they're going to hang around. But I said on Game Time Decisions, and I'm always worried about this in these instances, is that once the wheels fall off and the crowd starts going crazy, you can't stop it. It's like a faucet. Like, it's on, and it's, you know what I mean? And you saw that tonight here. When, you know, when that Looney progression, when he got three rebounds in a row and Klay Thompson hit the shot after, the crowd's going crazy. Suddenly it's, you know, you're down by 12. You're getting 8 points. But right then and there, Memphis are like, it just, oh. It's like, you know, you get the, you know, your stomach, you just lose your breath.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment.
Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient. Patience. You do a little, and you wait a little. And while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. A flip and a spin. Who knows? Maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
Chumba. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. Pips the players, the hustlers, the people are bustling, but everybody else in between, we're kicking it. Tony Finn will step up and in. We've got Jamie Eisenberg still to come. Rob Vino, we got a full house. We've got a full house, and we got a million game sevens. We got two game sevens in the NBA, and we've got now what we're up to five game sevens, is it now? Five game sevens in the National Hockey League. So this thing is dialed up and lit right now. One of the game sevens is the Calgary Flames and the Dallas Stars. And I just saw Johnny Gaudreau talking to the media after the game. And someone in the media asked, what lessons have been learned? It's kind of a strange question, but he actually gave it a telling answer, actually. This is what I noted. You can learn a lot from this, guys, right? Like, a lot of people like, oh, I don't care about the press conference, I don't care about this and that. Especially after the game, right? Because everyone's still emotional in this stuff. Like, you're getting these guys when they're pretty, it's a pretty raw time. So, you know, sometimes you can read between the lines and you can, you know. So there's someone in the Calgary media, they're in Dallas, but the local, you know, it's the, you know, you could tell it was the local guys badgering the Flames, what went wrong. And they asked Gaudreau, have you guys, what lessons have you guys learned in this series so far? And that was pretty telling what he answered. And he said, what we've learned is the hardest game to win is the elimination game. And then he went on to say, there's a lot of guys in this room that have never been out of the first round before. Hopefully we can do it on Sunday. Wow. Like, you want to talk about pressure? Like, right then and there, like, you know right now, this team is under pressure. Right? When you have, like, their one of their, you know, their best players saying, hey, no, there's a lot of us who have never been out of the first round. We'll see if we can do it on Sunday. Like, why are you talking about you guys never been out of the first round? You just said, yeah, it's clearly on their minds that they have problems. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.